You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Let's go to a little election discussion. Prop 10 is one of the ballot measures that has been analyzed recently by the PolitiFact California fact-checking team. You are seeing it on your ballot, or will see it before you vote. Reporter Chris Nichols is here with some details on what is a high-profile, but maybe to some people confusing, proposition. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, Beth.
So Prop 10 actually repeals the Costa-Hawkins law in California, and that law put limits on rent control in certain local ordinances. But the claims of yes and no make us look at the question of rent control and single-family homeowners. So how did your team look at it?
Well, it's a really important measure. And as you said, it would essentially wipe away the rules when it comes to rent control and allow cities to make their own rules to potentially expand rent control, strengthen it. And so the ads out there, I agree, they are confusing. If you look at just the yes ads, you've had one distinct impression of what's going on, the no, a completely different one. So we decided to take some of the common claims, put them all in one article, and provide some analysis.
So let's go to an example from each side. First of all, we're going to hear a clip of an ad that is for the Yes on Proposition 10 campaign.
Prop 10 will empower your local community to limit rent increases. No effect on homeowners. Help for struggling renters. Vote yes on 10.
I can guess which phrase in there alerted you, but go for it, Chris.
Well, I think really this gets to the core of what the supporters hope people will take from this is the idea of limiting rent increases. And I think that that is going to be, that would be true, at least in some cases, if cities decide to put rent control into place. Some people would see that benefit. That doesn't mean that cities would necessarily apply rent control to all apartment complexes in a city. They might just select high density complexes and exempt the sort of smaller mom-and-pop landlords from rent control. They might only apply it to sort of the older apartment units, the way the rules are now, and not apply it to these newer complexes. So not everybody would necessarily benefit. You wouldn't really know that from the ad. So that's what we talked about in our piece. There was another claim in that ad from the Yes on 10 side that said that there would be no effect on homeowners. Mm-hmm. And that one caught our attention, too. We produced a full fact check just on that topic. And we're hearing a lot of claims when it comes to not just renters now, but actually homeowners who have nothing to do with renting out their home. And so we're going to be looking into that topic a little more. But when it comes to homeowners, right now, the way the state law is, rent control cannot apply to single-family home rentals. But if Prop 10 is passed and that Costa-Hawkins law is eliminated, cities could, if they want, choose to apply rent control to single-family home rentals. I talked to one expert who says there are no laws in the country that do this now, and it'd be probably a politically very poor decision for cities to do that, but that doesn't mean it cannot happen.
All right, let's move to hearing a clip from a No on 10 campaign ad.
Don't be fooled. Proposition 10 is not what it seems. It does the opposite of what it promises. Prop 10 will take rental housing off the market, reduce construction of affordable and middle-class housing when we need it most, and make it harder to find a place to live. And Prop 10 has no provisions to actually treat homelessness.
There are a lot of claims in there to look at. What did you focus on?
Well, starting with the claim that Prop 10 will take rental units off the market. That's something that we hear a lot. It's sort of a common theme in these No on 10 ads. And economists do generally agree that some landlords could take their rental units off the market if their properties are capped. They could decide to convert these into condominiums. They could sell their units to someone who might decide to simply live there instead of renting it out. So there could be some of the rental stock that gets moved off the market. That in turn could lead to somewhat higher prices if quite a few landlords decide to do that. I think all of this really, again, depends on what cities decide to do, if they decide to do anything. It's up to them. as to how aggressive they want to be with rent control or how limited they want to be. So I think it's another one of these claims where you're not getting the full story. We didn't place a rating per se on it, but we did want to sort of fill in the picture on that one.
I'm going to point people to the website because you're continuing to look at ballot measures, the claims that are made, and the money behind the propositions, and that will continue up until Election Day. One more note, there is a conversation today at noon between California Senator Dianne Feinstein and her challenger, State Senator Kevin DeLeon. This is not technically a debate, but it's being called in some respects a debate because there is some interaction between the two. So I know, Chris, you and others are going to monitor it at noon.
We will. We'll be monitoring that. That's been a race where there maybe have not been as many claims as, say, the governor's race that we've looked at. But it is getting close to the election, and we want to see what each candidate has to say.
That starts at 12:15 today. It will be streamed live at capradio.org. There will be audio. We think maybe there will be video. It is hosted by the Public Policy Institute of California. So again, that's 12:15 today. All right, Chris, thanks. You want to point everybody to the website?
Yes, politifact.com/California. You can also check out a couple of recent fact checks from the 45th congressional race, a very closely contested race, House race down in Orange County. On our website today.
That was Chris Nichols from the PolitiFact California team. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio.